So close your eyes. Take a moment to feel. Feel from head to toe what is going on. Are you being bombarded by thoughts? They're repetitive and they're not serving your highest because any thought is karmic. In order for us to move through life with greater ease, we have to shake free of the energetic pull of karma. And karma is just thoughts. So as Dr. Pillai says, we're going to get out of thought. Just for this time period. You can think later on. If the thoughts come and go, just imagine them to not have any clinging effect. They're just there. If emotions come up, release them like they're discharged thoughts. They just have a zap to them. Ouch, right? So you just let that whole process go on while we go through the activation process of our highest understanding of who we are right now. And we will be in the now. And just grab everything, every feeling, every energy, every divine experience, thoughts, visions, sounds, energy, light, intelligence. Fill yourself up with that. So putting your attention at the base of the spine. Allow your face to relax. It's not something that you got to do. Okay, got to get relaxed. I got to get in there. Just relax. Allow your face to just smooth out. You can open your mouth a little bit. Let your jaw go freely. Try to keep your eyes in a position where they would be looking straight if the eyelids were not over them and you weren't looking in the mirror. So just as if you were looking in the internal mirror. And then your eyebrows can be unknit. Some of us knit our eyebrows together, meaning keeping them together. So just let them to go. You can even just pull gently. Run your fingers along them and pull them outwards, laterally, to the sides. So that you have this sense of opening up in the third eye area on the forehead. And then breathe. Okay, you're ready now. So you're at your base of your spine. And you can imagine an orangish reddish light there. You can start to feel some energy, some heat, some movement. If you know what Ganesha, the elephant-headed being, looks like, he has a pot belly and he rides a mouse. He's got an elephant head and a trunk. God only knows why. That is the archetype of the root chakra, but he is. So So feel this elephant-headed being, Ganesha. Imagine the reddish-orangish light now moving through the legs and into the feet and toes. So this energy in your feet and toes and legs and the lower chakra is going to neutralize any negative feeling like being stuck or survival anxiety, not ever having enough. This is going to be fulfilling. Fulfilling of the divinity, the ability to remove obstacles so that you can just wake up and go and all the obstacles are removed. On the physical level, the emotional level, the spiritual level, Ganesha can do that through this activation. We'll add some sounds now that we've added the light. The reddish-orangish light, keep imagining it. Even if you don't see it, imagine it. We all know what orange-red light looks like. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Imagine you just threw yourself into a pond. You're a pebble in a pond. The ripples are going out. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Imagine yourself being a transmitter, where the sound is going out like waves, sound waves. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Some of you may be starting to feel the energy shooting up to the midbrain. And so your midbrain, the thalamic region, is getting activated. That's the relay station in your brain. Transmit signals. So the divine will come and enter the brain. Keep visualizing the root chakra and the brain, the midbrain. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Now, we'll open up all the chakras, the doorways of your subtle body that correspond with different body parts, the navel, the heart, the throat. In between the root chakra and the third eye. So starting at the base of the spine. Move up to the heart center in the middle of the chest. Om. Move up to the throat. Clear the throat. Open it up. Move up to the third eye, the middle of the brain, the midbrain. Move back down to the base of the spine. Move up into the navel, the belly button. Move up into the heart center. Move up into the throat and the mouth. Move into your two eyes, the right and left brains. Now visualize Dr. Pillai standing in front of you. He appears in his form, his human form, his physical form. To some people, he might appear as a light or can be just a presence, a memory, a knowingness that he's there. Imagine a beam of light or a ray of light or a tube of light coming from his third eye into your third eye, piercing it. It's penetrating it, the spot between your two eyebrows. Receive it. You can move your head a little slightly so that you feel, there it is. So the third eye is getting activated. The soul is coming alive. The soul is that apparatus that you've just activated from the root chakra to your brain. It's a tube of light. Being activated through your third eye, through your brain. Om Elam Balam Madre Siddhaya Soma Sandara Rajati Rajaya Arunachale Swaraya Namah Shivaya, Baba Shri Shivaya, Swaha. Feel the activation of your Sushumna, the tube of light that arises, gets turned on, comes alive from the base of the spine all the way up, piercing the chakras. It even pierces the top of the skull and goes into the space. So that tube of light is extending into the space, then there's another tube or ray of light that's horizontal, piercing your third eye, coming from Dr. Pillai's third eye into your third eye. Imagine it as a cross, if that helps. You've got the vertical beam from the base of your spine up, piercing the skull into the space. You've got the horizontal beam coming from Dr. Pillai's third eye into your third eye, piercing your brain and going out the back. Just allow it. Om Elam Balam Adare Siddhaya Soma Sandara Rajati Rajaya Arunachale Swaraya Namah Shivaya Bhava Shri Shivaya Swaha. Feel this sign, this symbol, this experience of the cross of divinity. Om Elam Balam Adare Siddhaya Soma Sundara Rajati Rajaya Arunachale Swaraya Namah Shivaya Bhava Shri Shivaya Swaha. Be your divine self. Feel your heart singing, welling up with tears of joy from the soul. Allow whatever is happening to happen. Now imagine a discus, or like a CD or DVD, spinning in your brain. It's spinning and playing the song of Vishnu. Vishnu is a being that can protect you, can protect your ancestors in heavenly realms. Can destroy evil or negative forces. Can remove obstacles for your projects. Can introduce you to enlightened states, higher states of being, heavenly realms. Keep visualizing this discus in your brain, CD, DVD. Feel it spinning. Om Mahasudarshanaya Diptre Hum Fat Swaha. Om Namaha Sudarshanaya Diptrehum Pat Swaha. Om Maha 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 Sudarshanaya Diptrehum Pat Swaha. Hum 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 Pat. Hum Pat. Hum Pat. Hum Pat, Hum Pat, Hum Pat Swaha. Feel the brain spinning. See the light, see visions. Allow the experience to unfold in your brain. Now bring your attention into your throat. Keep remembering your spine, the ray of light, piercing the skull, going into the space. The other ray coming from Dr. Ply's third eye into your third eye, creating a cross-like symbol of light, divinity. Your attention is at the throat. Imagine another beam of blue light entering your throat, piercing it like laser surgery, removing all negativity that can be causing disease, financial pain, emotional pain, mental pain, relationship pain, spiritual pain. The pain of having a job just to pay the bills. The messed up life. Imagine this blue light activating everything that you're doing and bringing divinity and cleaning it up. You don't have to change anything. You just can get the divine support and allow the change to happen from within. With this blue light entering the throat, filling the neck and the shoulders, the head, the brain, from your head and shoulders, you're filled with this blue light. And it's pouring around you as well, showering you with blue light internally, going down your legs and arms to the hands and feet, surrounding your front, your back, your sides internally. All the internal organs are soaking up this blue light. It's a continual beaming process. There are beams coming from the heavens, piercing your crown chakra, your head, activating your brain. There are beams coming from the back of you, the sides of you, the front, from the bottom. Tiranilakantam. Feel the vibration of in your brain as you receive the sounds in your throat. Tiranilakantam. Feel the blue light. Tiranilakantam. Feel the blue light from head to toe. Put it in body parts that are causing you pain right now. Tiranilakantam. 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 You are divine. You are your highest expression of yourself at this moment. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Peace, 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 peace. Peace to the body, peace to the mind, peace to the soul. End the meditation. Keep your eyes closed, relax. Allow yourself to let go and come back to yourself, the room around you. And then you can slowly open your eyes when you feel you're ready to do that.